हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सो लास्ट् क्लास् वी वेर् दिस् महाभूतप्रकरणम् नौ द लास्ट् वी हेव् टेकन् अप् दि शक्ति दि पवर् सो हियर् Vidyaranya Swami is going to introduce how the creation originates from Brahman and how thereby he is going to explain to us the nature of the reality of the universe. It means, what is this universe all about? Which means, it's a sort of अध्यारोप अपवाद प्रक्रिया विच मीन्स वेन एवर इन वेदर इट उपनिषद और एनी टेक्स्ट एनी प्रकरण ग्रंथ लाइक दिस द टॉपिक ऑफ क्रिएशन कम्स एंड देयर डेफिनेटली द वर्ड माया विल कम टू द पिक्चर विच मीन्स माया इज ओनली अ term used to mean the power, the capacity. The power because of which alone this manifestation is possible. And very discussion of the creation itself is to establish the existence of the reality. Not only exist in the reality, establish the to help arrive at the nature of the reality. The arriving at the nature of the reality is arriving at the reality. Because reality by itself is the abstract one. When I say reality is abstract, it is subtlest. When you say it is formless, therefore imperceptible. It is not an object, therefore it is not conceivable either. It is not, it cannot be described by words also. If these three means are not, cannot be used, see the thinking or perceiving or describing, if three means of arriving at the reality, arriving at something, cannot be used, then in what way can we arrive at the reality? If I say a notebook, if I say fan, we can perceive it and we can think of, even if the object is not there, I can infer based on my previous perception. I can conceive how it looks, or I can draw because it has certain features. It can be described orally, or you can picturize also. You can draw and show. So picturizing, portraying, or in some form it can be expressed. Through some means it can be expressed. Anything which is expressible is called one describable. So Brahman being the why do you say Brahman is abstract? It is not any of these means description or perception or conception. None of these means can be used to arrive at Brahman. Therefore, we say it is abstract, subtlest. So it has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature. Only in terms of its nature. So what is the nature? So arriving at the reality is nothing but arriving at the very nature of the reality. And for which this adhyaropa apavada prakriya is used. So this method of arriving at the reality through the creation and thereby later on negation. Because it is also akanksha paddhati. Is arriving at something unknown through the known. Arriving at the unknown through the known is also called akanksha paddhati. here that it can be used to arrive at an object, but here reality, which is neither the object nor the subject, but reality is that which is the swarupam, truth of subject and the object, you know, has to be arrived at through all this, the center world which form the objects. And when you arrive at the reality also, the fact that has to be assimilated, understood and assimilated is, there is neither the universe, nor is there any individual. Even though, nor is there plurality, or the diversity, or this plurality. So for us, the plurality is very real, multiplicity is very real, duality is real, divisions are real, differences are real. So differences, divisions in terms of knower and the known. Definitely knower as subject of knowledge, known as the object of knowledge. This knower known division is very obvious, very clear for us. And the I am different, the universe is different, the Lord is different, and every being is different from every other being. These differences, divisions, duality, multiplicity and the plurality, they're all very real for us. These are all the factors which go with the universe. Therefore, when you say this universe, it is definitely, on what basis do we understand this? What basis we say they're all there, divisions are there, duality is there, differences are there, no, countability is there. On what basis do we say? The basis for this understanding is what? Basis for us is our own perception, our experience. It's based on our day-to-day experience. And thereby we can say there is the universe. When you say there is universe, which means we are attributing the status of being the real to the universe. Because we cannot say the universe is not there at all. It is non-existent, we cannot say. It is unreal, we cannot say. Because it is not unreal means it should not exist at all. So universe is not unreal, which doesn't exist at all. At the same time, but we, based on perception, we say it is real. And Upanishad, the Shastram says, even this perception of ours is wrong. The universe is not real means how real it is. How real is the universe? In our understanding, the universe is absolutely real. When you say universe is absolutely real, because of our perception, the divisions are also real. Duality is also real. Isn't it? All the connections, associations are real. Everything is real for us. And this, because it is real, when we look at it as real, naturally, we are helplessly, choicelessly, we become dependent on this world. Dependent means we get attached to the world. Being attached or dependent on the world means we take the world as a source of happiness, and we also think sometimes the world is responsible for my unhappiness. See, attachment does not mean taking the world as a source of happiness alone. Attachment also means what? Mistaking the world or anything which is a part of the world as something responsible for my unhappiness is also what? Attachment. Both are attachments. And this is purely because this dependence upon world or attachment to the world in terms of taking the universe as a source of happiness or as something responsible for our unhappiness is because of our perception of the world as the real one. And this perception itself is erroneous, which we do not know. And this erroneous perception of the world, that what is seemingly real, relatively real, as absolutely real itself is because of the ignorance of what actually is. So what is not known, therefore what is as though is taken to be what is. So what is seemingly there, what is as though, is taken to be what is really, what is really. And not only that, this can be resolved. So only when you arrive at what is, and then this what is as though can be resolved as mithya, we can understand how the world is not really there, it is as though there. The world is not there really, but the world is as though. I tell you, it is the most difficult thing for us to say. When you say the world is as though, the world is as though there, it's very difficult. We take the as though real universe as real world. But it is easy, difficult to say the world is not really there, it is as though. For us, for which we need to see what is really there. And knowing what is really there is what? Brahma Jnana. To resolve the world in that, resolve the world as mithya, to see that it is as though there, we should see what is there. And to see what is there, we say, if Brahman is the Jagat Karanam, cause of the universe, then what is this universe? This universe is Karam, Jagat is Karam, Brahma Karyam Jagat, Jagat Karanam Brahma. Jagat Karanam Brahma, Brahma Karyam Jagat. So when you say, between Brahman and Jagat, what is Sambandha? Karanakarya Sambandha. When you say Karanakarya Sambandha means, so Karanam should definitely inhere in every effect. That is our, there's a fact which we understand through our experience. In every effect, any cause in its corresponding effect must inhere. Like what? Like gold is very much there in the home of the, on any ornament, bangle or chain. The wood is very much there in any furniture, in its effect. So in every effect, the cause must be there. Cause inheres in every effect. So along with the cause, what else makes the effect an effect? Along with the cause, what is added to the cause is, to make it an effect is, just the form and the name. So cause with a given form, indicated by given word, name, serving a given purpose is the effect. If you say water is the cause, and if you say ocean is the effect, and what is added to the cause, obtained in the form of water. So the cause obtaining in the form of water, what is added there is the form, a given form, indicated by a given word ocean, and serving a given purpose, associated with the given function. This is what is ocean. And the form, name, and function, if we remove the three, not physically, intellectually, if we remove the three, you can see what is the cause. And if we add these three intellectually again, you see the effect. Isn't it? Form, name and function. With the form, name and function, the cause gets the name effect. Without the form, name and function, is what? Just the cause. And then, really speaking, there is no cause or the effect also. Because if the effect has independent existence of its own, we can say the cause is effective. from the standpoint of the form, name and function, we look at the cause as the cause. From the standpoint of the cause, when you say there's no effect, then the cause also goes. The causal status also goes. So similarly, when the standpoint of the universe, you can say Brahman is the cause. The standpoint of Brahman, you can say there is no universe. The standpoint of the ocean, you can say the water is the cause. The cause is the water. The standpoint of water, you can say there is no ocean. Once you say there is no ocean, there is no effect, and the causal status attributed to the water also goes. From which standpoint you are saying anything? Very important. Is it clear? Then, so in what form any cause obtain in any effect? The cause always, cause should obtain is the exact word I'm using, okay? The cause should obtain in any effect. When you say cause obtains in an effect, means in what form? What is the form in which the cause obtains in an effect? If we say cause obtains in the form of existence, the cause, the water, obtains in the form of existence of the form, name and function, the effect. The cause, gold, obtains in the form of existence of the form, name and function, ornament. The cause, wood, obtains in the form of existence of the form and function, table or furniture. So cause always obtains in the form of existence. So what is the meaning of the word existence? This is my today's very clear. I had to make this existence aspect very clear. Isn't it? That's what you're asking, Raniji. Existence. So existence and cause. Please see this. What is the meaning of the expression existence? I say the cause obtains in the form of existence in every effect. Means, I'm repeating the same example, so it will become very, it will so try to sink in your mind. Cause obtains in the form of existence. So water, with reference to ocean, obtains in the form of existence of the form, name and function, ocean. The wood, the cause, obtains in the form of existence of the form, name and function, table or a chair, a furniture. The cause, gold, obtains in the form of existence of the form, name and function, chain or bangle or any ornament. So cause and the existence are not two different things. Do you see that? Cause and existence are not two different things. Cause is equal to existence of the effect, the form, name and function. Cause is the existence with reference to any form, name and function. Cause and existence are not two different things. Do you see that? Existence is nothing but cause. So with reference to ocean, existence, meaning of the word existence is what? Water. With reference to ornament, meaning of the word existence is what? Gold. With reference to furniture, meaning of the word existence is what? Wood. Okay, now, from here you have to extend this. With reference to the entire jagat, what we say, existence is what? Brahman is the cause, means Brahman the cause obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Brahman, the cause, obtains in the form of existence of the universe. So it must become very clear, existence causes the existence, existence is the cause means. There is no meaning of the word existence other than Brahman, absolutely. When I say a table, furniture, ornament or ocean, etc., they become relative causes. Water, which is, when I say, with reference to ocean, the water obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. With reference to ornament, gold obtains of existence of the ornament. When you say, they're all relative causes. Gold is a relative cause, water is a relative cause, wood is a relative cause. Because the cause reference to only one given thing. Whereas when you say Brahman is the cause, with reference to the entire cosmos, means Brahman is not a relative cause, Brahman is what? Absolute cause. Okay? Absolute cause. Why do I say absolute cause? Because Brahman has no beginning. It has not come from anywhere. It doesn't have a cause. Every cause has a cause. Therefore, every cause becomes an effect from the standpoint of its own cause. Whereas the absolute reality, the abstract, subtlest absolute reality implied by the term Brahman has no beginning because it has no cause. It is a causeless, uncaused. Therefore, we say it is the absolute cause. So with reference to this whole cosmos, what is that which obtains in the existence? When you say, there's no meaning of the word existence other than Brahman. Okay? Therefore, absolute abstract reality implied by the term Brahman and existence are not two things. In fact, Brahman is existence. Okay? Existence is the substance of the word implied by the word Brahman. And we say that, so existence is the nature of the reality. If you ask the question, why does the cause obtain in the form of existence of the effect? Ask this question. Why does the cause obtain in the form of existence of the effect? Why does gold obtain in the form of existence of an ornament? Why does water obtain in the form of existence of the ocean? Why? Because it cannot be other ways. The nature. Cause obtains in the form of existence of an effect means, because being the existence is not an action, that's the very nature. You got it? Being the existence, or no, is the very nature of the cause with reference to any effect. So when you say, when you talk about the absolute, and with reference to the entire cosmos, there is a reality, absolute reality, and which is the existence of the whole universe. Therefore, existence is the nature of the reality, and therefore we say what? Existence and reality are not two different things. Therefore, reality is the abstract, subtlest form in which the reality exists. Reality is what? In the form of her existence. So, reality, existence, we arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of existence. Okay, now you have to understand existence. So what is the proof there is existence? My God, the whole world is, when you say space is, air is, fire is, water is, earth is, people are, everything is, when you say, every form you perceive, every object perceived in any form enjoys the status of being existent, means existence is enjoyed by every form of object. Okay, therefore that is why the objects perceived are innumerable and countless. The objects known are innumerable and countless. But the existence enjoyed by all the innumerable countless forms, names and functions is one. Is it clear now? The forms, the objects perceived are innumerable and countless. Like innumerable countless waves are there. So the innumerable countless forms called forms in terms of waves and serving the given purposes enjoyed what enjoy existence enjoyed by the countless forms, countless waves is what? How many existences are there? Only one, isn't it? Existence is one. Similarly, with reference to the entire cosmos also, existence enjoyed by these innumerable countless objects are what now? The one and the same. That existence itself is the reality. You understand the reality only in terms of its nature of existence. So, you want to say, is there Bhagavan, is there God, is there reality? Yes, of course. The whole exist, whatever you experience in terms of existence of everything is what? Nothing but Brahma. It is very much there as existence. Existence is there. What is there when you see any object, when you experience any object, if you see the tree, if you see a branch, if you see a flower, if you see a fruit, if you see a leaf, if you see a bird sitting on the tree, every small thing, everything, take a flower and see the petal, see the stamen, see the stalk and see the plant. See everything you see, what is there? Whatever you see, everything here is an object enjoying the form, name and function. Isn't it? So, that it enjoys in every form, name and function, every object. Object within an object also is what? A form, name and function. If you take a flower, in the flower as a whole is an object. Within the flower you can go, the flower is a form, name and function. A petal is a form, name and function. Stamen is a form, name and function. The color is a form, name and function. The fragrance is a form, name and function. Nama rupam karma, nama rupa karma, nama rupam karma. Name, form, name and function. Object within an object. Every object here is now form, name and function. And anything when you say it is, I tell you, every form, smallest and tiniest form, name and function, enjoys existence. And that existence is one. Okay? Hope you are seeing what I'm saying. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Everything. Therefore, once you understand this fact, if reality is, don't go in search of the reality. The existence itself is what? Reality. Reality and existence are not two different things at all. Existence alone, the reality alone is in the existence of the whole jagat, means existence is reality. How to understand this? If water alone is in the form of existence of the ocean, means existence is water with reference to ocean, which is relative cause. And with reference to the whole jagat here, the pure existence is what now? The reality implied by the term Brahman. Okay? Existence. So existence of the universe is what? The knowledge of existence of the reality. But what happens when the universe is not available for experience? When the universe is not available for experience, I'm taking next step. When the universe is available for experience, you appreciate the reality obtained of existence of the forms, names and functions which constitute the universe. When the universe is not there, means what is not there, forms or forms, names and functions are not there. When the forms, names and functions are not there, reality, the existence alone is. So, when the forms, form, name and function called ocean is there, the reality, the water, is there of existence or the form, name and function. When the form and function ocean is not there, water alone is there. What is there? Existence alone is there. Similarly, with reference to the entire universe also, when the universe is not there, the pure existence, the reality obtained of existence alone is without the universe. You have to understand repeatedly, universe is nothing but, universe is pure, the non-substantial forms, names and functions constitute the universe. Whenever the universe is not there, when I say the universe is not there means what? Whenever the universe becomes unmanifest. Universe becomes unmanifest means when the universe is not available for experience. When the universe is not available for perception, universe is not available for enjoyment. When the universe is not available for perception, enjoyment or experience, we say the universe is unmanifest. When the universe is unmanifest, it means the forms, names and functions are unmanifest. When the forms, names and functions are unmanifest, what is the reality, the existence, only existence. And the existence, the reality obtaining in the form of existence, without the forms, names and functions, is implied by the word pure existence. We just add the word pure. What is pure? Existence without the form, name and function is pure existence. Existence with the form, name and function is what? The universe. Is it clear now? Existence is always there. With the form, name and function called universe, or without the forms, names and function, universe. Never a time, reality, in terms of pure existence, is not there at all. The universe becomes manifest, available for enjoyment. Reality is in the form of existence of the forms, names and functions. When the universe becomes unmanifest, still the same reality is in the form of pure existence. Is it clear or not? I'm sure it must be very clear. Therefore, that is why this reality is always there. Whether the universe is manifest, the universe is unmanifest. When the universe is manifest, reality is available for recognition in terms of existence of the universe. When the universe is unmanifest, the reality as pure existence is not available for recognition. What? That's why in deep sleep state, when the universe is unmanifest, do you know the existence is there? Existence is there, but you do not know. Existence is not available for recognition in deep sleep state. Existence is there as pure existence. When the universe is manifest, reality in terms of existence is in the form of the universe, isn't it? Existence of the universe. When the universe is not there, the universe is unmanifest, the existence is there very much as pure existence without the universe, form, name and function, universe. Therefore, when the universe is manifest, existence is available for recognition. Reality in terms of existence is available for recognition. When the universe is unmanifest, reality in terms of existence is not available for recognition. Therefore, manifestation of the universe, isn't it? The universe serves as manifesting medium for existence, the reality. The universe is dependent on the reality obtaining in the form of existence for its very existence. Whereas reality is dependent on, the existence is dependent on the manifestation of the universe for its manifestation. So when is reality, the Brahman, obtaining in him of existence available for recognition? Existence available for recognition only when the universe is there. So now the question comes, how to understand what is that reality which is absolute reality, which is the absolute cause, which is in the form of the existence of the entire cosmos, only vastu, like only reality obtained of existence, the entire ocean of all waves is water. Therefore, the whole jagat, what is the one thing which is there as the existence of, which lends existence to the entire creation, if you say. To arrive at that, that is when we need to do the individual analysis. So that when we analyze the individual alone, that is, the Shastram helps us to understand that even though how much you analyze the universe, you can arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of existence. So analysis of the universe, analysis of the creation, the srishtihi, the universe, helps us, can help us arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of existence. So what is that existence, if really want to know? What is that reality obtaining in the form of existence? Like the reality obtaining in the form of existence of the ocean is water, when you say. The reality obtaining in the form of existence of the ornament, with reference to ornament, is gold, you say. So what is that which obtains in the form of existence of the whole cosmos? What is that absolute cause obtaining of existence of the whole jagat, we say, for which Shastram recommends what? Only individual analysis. Even though everything is reality, 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 but reality has to be, because why do we have to arrive at the, analyze the individual? Because the individual alone, every human being is blessed with what? The capacity to know. The instrument of knowledge is there. The mind is the only instrument of knowledge. And we are not using the instrument of knowledge to know the reality. Please understand very carefully. Be careful. We are not using the instrument of knowledge, the antahkaranam, the mind, to arrive at the reality. Because reality is not an object of the mind, an object of thought. We can use the instrument of knowledge to arrive at the reality, not as an object of thought, but we can arrive at the reality, suppose arrive at the reality as the source of the thought. The whole world, every object in the world is arrived at as an object of thought, but reality of the world is arrived at as a source of the thought. Is it clear? The very big difference. How do we use the instrument of knowledge called mind? Why does Shastram tell us that you have to analyze the individual, you have to arrive at the instrument of knowledge called mind? Because here we need to know what the reality is. See, when the question of knowing comes, what is the instrument of knowledge? It's the mind, the thought, isn't it? So it is the mind alone is used to arrive at the, any object in the world. When you understand an object, anything pertinent to the world, then that object of the world, object of knowledge, is always any object in the world arrived at as an object of thought. Whereas here, reality is, even though mind is used to arrive at the reality, mind, reality is not, please understand very clearly, even though mind is used to arrive at the reality, reality is not arrived at as an object of thought, but reality is arrived at as a source of mind, as a source of thought. This is the most important factor. Do you get the point what I'm saying? Reality, we have to use the instrument of knowledge called mind to know what the reality is. But when you know what the reality is using the mind, you are not arriving at the reality as an object of thought, but we are arriving at the reality as a source of thought, as a source of mind. When you arrive at the reality as a source of mind, you are having arrived at the reality. From the standpoint of the reality, you can see reality is neither the subject nor the object, but reality is the very swarupam, the truth of the subject knower, and the reality is the very truth of the object also. Is it clear? Which means, when you arrive at and analyze the individual, you have to definitely say, I am the knower. Because you have to include your own body, mind, sense complex where in the as part of the objective universe. Your body is object of knowledge, your other thoughts are objects of knowledge. Except the eye sense, you have to, even the eye sense, you have to reduce your entire antahkaranam, body, mind, sense complex, everything, what now, in this object, as part of the objective universe. Then who is the knower? Definitely you have to say, I am the knower. And that knower, the entire objective universe, inclusive of your body, mind, sense complex, presupposes the knower, isn't it? The entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, which is inclusive of the body, mind, sense complex, presupposes the knower. Why? The entire objective universe is known. Universe is object of knowledge. And the knower, when you say, there is no really knower. The knower here is, if you search for the knower, when you have included your body, when your mind, your sense organs, everything, the mind itself, everything, mind means even ahankara is included. Even ahankara is included in the objective universe. When the ahankara is included in the objective universe. So the entire objective universe means the whole universe is an object of knowledge. Then apart from the objective universe, the object means the object presupposes the subject. The object of knowledge presupposes the subject of knowledge. And the subject of knowledge, the knower, if you search for who is the knower, now mind also is object. Ankara is object. Chitta, memory is object. Intellect is object. Mind is object. Everything is object means, who is the knower then? No form available for you. Therefore, no name can be used. See, no form is available. The form is not there means name cannot be used. Name also is not available. Therefore, no function also is possible. Do you understand now when I say, when you see the whole universe as an object of knowledge, in the objective universe, already your body, mind, sense complex has been included. Now, what is left behind is the object of knowledge presupposes the subject of knowledge. The subject of knowledge means the knower. And here, if you search for the knower, there is no form available. There is knower, you are 100% sure there is a knower, but there is no form available. Therefore, if a form is available, means no word will be available indicating the form. And the no word available means no function also is available. So, that which is devoid of form, name and function is what? Formless, nameless, functionless. Okay? Formless. Today I brought you to a very, very beautiful lesson. Formless, nameless, functionless, therefore imperceptible, abstract, subtlest reality. The knower is what? Formless, nameless, functionless, abstract reality. And then we say, why does it know? Why does the reality know? Because it knows, knowing is the nature. Knowing is the nature. Therefore, that formless, nameless, functionless reality, formless, nameless, functionless reality, that's why actionlessness, functionlessness is what? The nature of the reality. Formless, nameless, functionless reality, abstract, but all-pervasive reality cannot be implied by any other word, any word other than the knowledge or consciousness. Consciousness or knowledge is the word implying the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Is it clear? We arrive at reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Now we can say it is this consciousness, it is this knowledge which is the existence with reference to the whole jagat. And absolutely meaning of the word existence is nothing but consciousness. And consciousness is in the form of existence of the universe. What is existence enjoyed by this entire cosmos or every object in this universe is a thing but consciousness. Therefore, existence of every object presupposes the consciousness. Existence presupposes, now, existence of every wave presupposes water. Existence of every ornament presupposes gold. Existence of every furniture presupposes wood. Existence of the every form, name and function which forms part of the universe presupposes pure knowledge, the pure consciousness. Got it? And there we can say relative, but here absolute. With reference to furniture, when I say existence with reference to furniture, existence of the furniture presupposes wood. Existence of the ornament presupposes the gold. Existence of the, you know, ocean or wave presupposes water, when I say, they're all relative. But when I say existence with reference to universe, existence presupposes consciousness, means it is absolute. is it clear? Existence and consciousness are not two different things. Is it clear or not now? It must be very clear. When the universe is, we say manifest knowledge. And the universe is not unmanifest. Universe is not there, we say pure knowledge. So universe itself is what? When the universe is there, we say manifestation of knowledge. Our knowledge manifest is the universe, existence of the universe. And when the universe is not there, unmanifest, we say there is pure knowledge. Is it clear now? And this, what is that on the part of the reality because of which the manifestation is possible? That, what is that because of which manifestation is possible? That is looked upon as what? The power. There is no such a thing called power. There is a nature. The nature of the reality. What is that which is there in the part of the water because of which wave can originate? This is called Shakti, power. Apart from that, there is no such thing called separately a power or anything enjoying its independent existence outside of the reality. There is no such a thing called some power on the part of the water which exists independent of the water. So when you talk about the power with reference to for water to become the wave is not something which is not outside of the water. Okay? Similarly here, the power with reference to this consciousness does not separate from the reality, the consciousness. That power, we only appreciate the power of the reality from the standpoint of the universe, which otherwise called Maya. So that Maya is now, we are going to see in the work. I think we'll continue the class next week, okay? Because to do anything, some disturbances here. It's okay? We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadahya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.